Welcome to the April episode of our IASB Updates podcast, where we bring you updates from our latest IASB meeting. I am Neely Shaw, Executive Technical Director of the IASB, and joining me today is Bertrand Perrin, one of our IASB members. Bonjour, Bertrand.
Bonjour, Neely.
I'll leave my French at that so I don't insult this beautiful language, and we'll carry on here. We have just finished the April 2025 board meeting, where we discussed our projects on business combinations, disclosures, goodwill, and impairment, and our project on climate-related and other uncertainties in the financial statements. So let's start with business combinations, disclosures, goodwill, and impairment, or BCDGI for short. This project, as you may remember from previous podcasts, aims to improve, at a reasonable cost, information that companies provide about their acquisitions. We want to help investors better understand the strategic rationale behind these acquisitions and how the acquired business is performing. The IASB is in the process of redeliberating the proposals it published in its exposure draft in March 2024. Bertrand, can you tell us more about what was discussed at the April meeting?
Sure, Neely. We continued our redeliberations in April by discussing the proposed requirements for companies to disclose information about the performance of a business combination for only a subset of business combinations that represent the most important business combinations. The IASB's intention with this approach was to require information for investors for the most important business combinations while addressing stakeholder concerns about the volume and cost of this information. In particular, we discussed, firstly, whether to continue with an approach to require these disclosures for only a subset of business combinations. Secondly, how to identify the subset. And lastly, evidence on the proportion of business combinations that would be captured applying the thresholds proposed in the exposure draft to identify the subset. We haven't made any decisions at this meeting, but shared our thoughts on how we could proceed. As a next step, we asked the staff to consult on certain areas of the approach relating to the performance information subset, such as whether to include a rebuttable presumption in identifying the subset of business combinations for which disclosures would be required. Under a rebuttable presumption approach, companies would not have to disclose performance information even when they exceeded the proposed thresholds if those business combinations are not important enough. Whether to retain a proposed approach to identify the subset of business combinations by using an operating profit-based threshold. Many respondents had concern with this threshold, so staff will consult on whether this threshold is necessary and whether using an average operating profit over a period, like 3 or 5 years, could reduce volatility concerns. Going forward, the staff will use feedback from those consultations, as well as from the April board meeting, to ask for decisions on more aspects of the subset at a future ISB meeting. This is a complex project with a number of interdependencies, so we expect redeliberations to continue into 2026.
Thank you, Bertrand. So let's move on to the second project we wanted to discuss today, climate-related and other uncertainties in the financial statements. As you may know, the IASB started this project in 2023 because of investor concerns that information about the effects of climate-related risks in the financial statements was sometimes insufficient or perceived to be inconsistent with information a company provides outside its financial statements. To address these concerns, the project aims to explore targeted actions to improve the reporting of the effects of climate-related and other uncertainties in the financial statements. In July 2024, the IASB published an exposure draft in which it proposed 8 illustrative examples on how companies can apply IFRS accounting standards to report the effects of climate-related and other uncertainties in their financial statements. These examples do not change existing IFRS accounting standards. They only illustrate what is already required. Our research confirmed that IFRS accounting standards are already quite robust in requiring the accounting for climate-related and other uncertainties. What has been missing is some help in applying those requirements. In developing these illustrative examples, the IASB collaborated with its sister board, the ISSB, and held a joint session with the ISSB in February 2025 to discuss feedback on the exposure draft. Bertrand, can you share what we discussed in the April meeting?
Of course, Nidhi. The feedback that you just referred to showed that stakeholders expressed the most concerns with examples 1 and 2, which illustrate how companies make materiality judgments. At the April meeting, we discussed possible ways to address the main concerns on those examples. The ISB was not asked to make any decision, as this was an educational session. However, comments from ISB on these matters will help the staff develop recommendations for the project's direction. The staff's preliminary view is that the ISB should proceed with examples 1 and 2, as these are important to achieve the objective of the project. So we discussed possible changes we can make to those two examples to help address the main concerns raised by respondents, such as concerns that the illustrative examples go beyond the requirements of paragraph 31 of IS1. Examples 1 and 2 illustrate the applications of paragraphs 31 of IS1 and the additional disclosures that would enable investors to understand the effect of transactions and other events and conditions on a company's financial position and financial performance. Moving forward, the staff plans to test its ideas to address stakeholder concerns with the illustrative examples by conducting additional outreach with stakeholders in May. In June, we will decide what changes to make to all 8 illustrative examples to address the feedback we heard. Our plan is to issue the illustrative examples in October 2025.
Thank you, Bertrand. So this was a short board week, so we have a little bit of time, and I'm going to put you on the spot, Bertrand. So you're obviously very fluent and very well-versed in accounting, but you also have a number of other interests that you've been sharing with our staff over the years. And I was wondering if you wanted to share a little bit about your musical interests, and if you had to draw an analogy between accounting and your musical interests, what would you describe?
The analogy I would draw there is, as long as you are passionate with something, whether it's music, sports — I'm so passionate at rugby — sports or accounting standards, and setting accounting standards, it's absolutely marvelous, because then you have the possibility to really enjoy yourself in the world of standard setting.
That's very inspirational, and I can attest to you being passionate about all of those things. So thank you very much. And listeners, thank you for joining us on this podcast. We look forward to bringing you further updates on these important projects in the future. Please stay connected with us through our website and on social media channels for the latest news and updates. And we hope you can join us again for the May episode.